January is National Radon Action Month. Here to tell us a little bit more about radon is Andrew Gilbert. Andrew is the Radon Outreach Program Coordinator with the Minnesota Department of Health. Talk a little bit about, for those of us who are kind of clueless, what is radon?
Well, radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas. It just occurs all over the state of Minnesota, and it's in about one in three homes has dangerous levels of it. And what I mean by that is because radon is a naturally a radioactive gas, when we breathe it in, it can actually damage the DNA inside of our lung, and it can lead to lung cancer. It is the second leading cause of lung cancer, and every home should be tested for radon, because the only way to know whether you have it, because it's a gas, you can't see it, smell it, or taste it, is the test.
You said it's naturally occurring. Where does it come from?
It comes from the breakdown of uranium in the soil. Last time the glaciers retreated from this area, they just left a lot of rocks behind, as we all know, and these rocks just have uranium in them, and they just slowly break down over time into radon. That radon then can come up through the soil into our homes. Because the way that we build our homes in Minnesota, we have a lot of basements, and we need to keep our homes nice and warm. And so we want to keep that air inside of our house. And what happens is that our homes actually draw air in slightly from underneath the house. So we're building kind of mini vacuum cleaners, I guess, on the soil. And it's just sucking the gas right into the house, and it can build up to dangerous levels.
Apparently this is very possible to have this in any home, new or old.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter the age of your home. It doesn't matter where you live in the state. If you live in Minnesota, you should test your home for radon.
Okay. And you kind of had some scary words there about changing your DNA and affecting your health. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, what happens is this gas that you breathe it in, it's a natural element, but it is radioactive. So it'll emit little bursts of energy. And if it happens to do that, say, in a room, it's not a big deal. But if it happens to do it in your lungs, then it's a big deal because it's actually hitting your lung tissue and it can damage it. And then when your lung tissue tries to repair itself, it can mutate and lead to cancer growth. So that's where we get the second leading cause of lung cancer stats from.
So how can folks obtain a radon kit? Is this something you can pick up anywhere? Or how's that work?
Well, many hardware stores will offer them, but if your listeners want to get a low-cost radon test kit, they can do it one of two ways. They can go to www.mn.radon.com to get a low-cost radon test kit. They can also call us at the Minnesota Department of Health, and we can steer them towards getting a low-cost radon test kit. And that number is 800-798-9050.
Excellent. Now, what would a person do? Say you get the radon test kit, you find radon in your home. Obviously, you can't just move out. Well, I guess you could, but what are some options if you find it?
Well, the important thing is to not panic. The thing with radon in this state is that every single home can be fixed if high levels are found. There are very effective systems that can be installed in a house, and it's basically entails a pipe that runs from below the slab of the home up through the home or along the outside of the home and then is vented above the roof line. There's a fan on that pipe that turns it into a vacuum cleaner. Now, before I mentioned that the house is kind of like a vacuum cleaner on the soil, this is just a slightly stronger vacuum cleaner. So gases want to go to the path of least resistance. So it's actually a venting system beneath the slab of your home that's going to just draw the gas up, vent it above the roof line, and it'll never come into your house. So we do recommend that you hire a contractor that's had some specific radon training. On our website, there is a listing of about 50 contractors throughout the state who will do this work. And it's a simple matter of contacting them and then bringing them out.
Okay, excellent. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Andrew Gilbert of the Minnesota Department of Health. January is National Radon Action Month. Homeowners are encouraged to test their homes for the presence of radon gas, a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas commonly found in homes and known to cause cancer. Anything you'd like to add, Andrew?
I would just encourage everyone to test their homes during Radon Action Month.
Excellent. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Andrew.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.